Good morning, you listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning I have two guests from Shaw Industries. I have Kevin Sanders, the DVP of Strategic Accounts and Hospitality, and Paul Young, the Vice President of Hospitality. Guys, how you doing this morning?
Doing great.
Outstanding, Kemp.
I wanted to get a read. I think it's no secret that if you look at the commercial specified sectors, the hospitality market has been most impacted by this virus situation. First, you know, looking at the occupancy data, give us a feel for how badly it's been impacted.
If you look back in the last year or so, we've been in the best of times in hospitality. And quite honestly, before this pandemic, we were looking at peaking in the industry and starting to see a slight slowdown, but nothing like we've experienced in the last 90 days. If you look at 2019, the occupancy level ended at 66%, average daily rate at $131, and the overall revenue per available room was $86. Mm-hmm. In 2020, the projection is that occupancy will drop down to 36%, which is almost a 50% drop and occupancy from the year before, and that's the full 2020 projection. Mm-hmm. An average daily rate will drop to $103, which will be about a 22% drop, and the overall revenue will drop over 57% at $37 per available room. So we're definitely in for a tough experience here in the hospitality industry. I think Arne Sorensen from Marriott had noted that this will be seven times of a negative effect compared to 9/11 and the 2008 financial crisis. Mm. So with that, there's been almost 8 million people in the industry that have become unemployed. And April 11th was the worst week we've experienced in the hotel industry from an occupancy standpoint at an all-time low of only 22%. Since then, we have had consecutive increases up to 40% occupancy as of last week or so. The only bright spot that I found in the industry is extended stay, select service chains, a lot of first responders, a lot of people that work in the hospital field, government people, as well as construction workers that have still been able to work during these times have sold up the extended stay marketplace. And then lastly, leisure drive-to markets has really been the first bright spot in recovery, as people have been pent up in their houses forever and now are looking to go to the beach nearby or to an urban market to just relax for a weekend. And so Memorial Day weekend was really our first go at some slight improvement in the industry.
Yeah, I've got a friend who's got a resort on the backside of the Smokies, and he was devastated, but now all of a sudden he's, you know, almost booked up because he's one of those drive-to locations. So there are a couple windows. But let's go back to flooring for just a minute. I guess there's really two ways of selling flooring. It's either in the renovation or it's in the new construction. So talk about how both those are playing out.
The mix typically, Kemp, is 80% of the market is renovation and 20% of the market is new construction. What we have found through most all of our customers is that the new construction continues. It's already been fully funded. There's not been any delays in construction activity. Mm-hmm. Actually, some of it's been improved. So that part of the market continues to go. But the lack of funds and funds that have been taken up for other purposes by owners for FF&E improvement have definitely slowed down. And a lot of the hotel brand companies are empathetic to the owners and have started leniency on renovation, new brand standards, and PIPs.
Yeah, I would agree. As everyone knows, in this market, cash is king. Those owners that have the funds in reserve are able to take advantage of the current environment. Those that don't, the smaller size owners, they're just having to get by and pay bills at the moment.
Is it too soon to tell, or are we seeing any design changes in the lodging category based on the fear of getting sick from a virus?
Our company, along with everybody in the industry, everybody's looking at the way that hotel rooms are going to be cleaned. We're hoping to lead the way with that. We've published protocols on how to clean, you know, surfaces. We're also partnering with the brands and helping them educate their plans as they move forward.
Yeah. So some of the things I've heard is touchless check-in, and as far as maid service, you get a really clean room when you go in, and then they don't come back in your room until you check out. Those are two things they're looking at, right?
I would agree with that totally.
Another thing that I'm curious about, on just the flooring itself, it's probably too soon for anybody to shift anything, but we'd already seen a shift with less soft surface, more hard surface. Talk about some of the trends there, if you would.
Yeah, for sure, Kemp. There's been a shift moving to resilient in the guest room. You know, we're still seeing a lot of carpet tile being used, you know, in inset rugs. There's certainly an opportunity for broadloom inset rugs as well. We think we're leading the way in that category. You know, every time there's a resilient in a room, it's very seldom where it's 100% resilient. There's always some soft surface for the guests to put their feet on when they get out of the bed in the morning. We're definitely seeing that trend, but in my opinion, there's always going to be a space for carpet in a guest room. And it's just going to be up to the brands to decide how much they want to spend on the front end and what their life cycle analysis is going to be in terms of how long they want that resilient product to stay down.
Well, I've got a question that I've been wanting to ask. Most people understand FF&E stands for Furniture, Fixtures, and Equipment, and it's almost an amortization schedule. So you've got these brands, which are, you know, like Marriott and Hilton, and they have a recommended change-out schedule that they come up with. It's different depending on the brand, but I've seen them. They're almost worksheets, spreadsheets that show different things that are in the room, like televisions and lamps and things like that, but they've got flooring as one of them, and I'm wondering, have they changed the change-out schedule on LVT based on an anticipated longer life?
Yeah, obviously LVT is seen as a more durable product, mm-hmm. and part of the selling feature of LVT versus carpet in the guest rooms has been a longer life cycle from a durability standpoint of at least twice the time frame. I have concerns on whether the visual of the design will still have an appeal to the guest in what I would consider twice the time frame of a carpet being down. Mm-hmm. There may be more requirements for quicker design changes. That's why we're starting to see a lot more inset rug effects where that could be changed out in half the time and give a fresher new look while the LVT stays down another life cycle.
I see. I know there's no set pattern, but I mean, when you say twice, I think carpet's usually between 5 and 7, and so you're talking about between 10 and 14 on LVT potentially.
That is correct.
Yeah, interesting, very interesting. All right, so what's the outlook? I know this is a crystal ball type question, but we really can't tell when the hospitality market will recover overall, can we?
Everything that I've heard so far is to get back to 2019 numbers, uh-huh. we're looking at third quarter of 2022. And maybe more likely the first quarter of 2023.
I see.
The thing that we do know is that the hotels are still out there. There's going to be a great opportunity for pent-up renovation mm-hmm. when the market does recover. But it does look like we're in for a long haul, and very similar to what we experienced back in 2008-09. And I got this from Bruce Ford, Lodging Econometrics, this morning. You know, so much of our business is relied on air traffic. It's about 70% fly versus 30% drive.
Yeah.
And the TSA numbers at norm were 2.3 million a day.
Yeah.
And we're currently at 380,000 a day, which is a dramatic drop compared to where we were with airline traffic.
Yeah. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the business had been on fire for several years and was actually tapering off prior to the virus, right?
That is correct. It was the longest time frame of improved revenue, rate, occupancy since the financial crisis.
Well, I know this doesn't help the two of y'all, but I think some of those dollars are going to shift over to the home as people stay home and don't travel as much. So hopefully the flooring industry will still do fine.
I'm all for that.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. You know, I think as all of us are home, many of us are looking in our homes and we're thinking, wow, is this a place that I really enjoy, or is it time to move on, or is it time to renovate?
Yeah.
My wife is in the real estate business, and her business right now is booming. It's because people are home and they're reevaluating, you know, lifestyle choices that they've made for the last 10 years, and are they good to stay or good to go?
Yeah. Okay, great. It's good to talk to you guys. Again, been talking to Kevin Sanders and Paul Young with Shaw Hospitality, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.